What I've heard of light. Sometimes I lie awake at night and think of all the stars that died without a sound. I think of how the stars no longer blink, how they've gone black there far above this ground. I think of how we are all like these stars. We will each die and fade into the silent night. What is the point, then, of these scars we bear? We'll be forgotten when we die. But I remember what I've heard of light, that it takes years for it to fully fade. These stars, we can still see them burning bright, their beauty lighting up our drawn shades. In the dark, I think of those I've lost. Their beauty's worth whatever is the cost.
Can you tell me a little bit about that poem? What was going through your mind when you started working on it?
Well, I had just finished analyzing Shakespeare's Sonnet 12 for English, which was, it's the one, when I do count the clock that tells the time. And I started thinking about how people could get really hung up on oblivion and how humans are only here for such a small amount of time compared to the amount of time the Earth is here. But just that small time that we're here is still important and makes an impact, and through the people you know, you live on after you die.
Do you have favorite poets yourself?
I have favorite poems more than favorite poets, but I do like Maggie Royer, who is also a young poet. She's 19. I like Margaret Atwood.
Why, do you think?
Her work is accessible and clear, but also complex.
I've always thought that there is this accessibility problem sometimes with poetry, because the more avant-garde or experimental or any other word you'd like to fill in the blank it gets, the harder it is for a person to sit down and read it and say, oh, I understand. That's what they're saying. I know what they're talking about. I felt that, you know, yesterday. What do you think about that? And how important is it in your own poetry to say, I want to make this as clear and concise as I can for everybody?
I do think that oftentimes people, and especially students, when we read pre-20th century poetry, and it's confusing and they get caught up in that, like, oh, poetry is so confusing and doesn't make any sense. But sort of the process of figuring it out makes you think, which is what it's supposed to do. That's what poetry is supposed to do. For example, with What I've Heard of Light, someone telling you, oh, when you die, you live on. Like, it's, you know, whatever. But when you read the poem, then you come to the realization with the poet, and I can give that metaphor of when stars go out, we still see their light for thousands of years, and it makes it easier to understand.
You have another poem, Beyond the Darkness. Can you tell us about how you wrote this poem?
Normally when I write a poem, I know where it's going or what I want to get across, but this poem was different in that I was just sitting in my bedroom and I was listening to instrumental music, and this one song just came on while I was in the middle of typing another poem called Baleen Morning. And I remember I stopped and I was like, I want to write a poem. And I don't know what I wanted to say, but I'm just going to write with the rhythm of the music and see what comes out. And I think especially because I didn't know where I was going and that was different for me, it came out to be one of my favorite things of anything I've written.
Would you read an excerpt of it?
Okay. This is from the end. The light at the end of the tunnel is a flawed metaphor. There is light within the tunnel. There is light all around, in the most unlikely places. There is light in every person who takes the time to look at you. Really look at you, if only for an instant. The light is not at the end of the tunnel. It is not the destination. The light carries you through the tunnel. There is still darkness. There is still a tunnel. It will always be there. But the darkness is part of what makes it worthwhile. The sun is so bright that it hurts to look at it. But the stars, oh, the stars, aren't they beautiful?
Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Emily DeMayo Newton is a senior at Wakefield High School in Raleigh. She'll be attending Elon University in the fall, where she plans to continue writing poetry. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.